Good morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry here with Amy Holmes, who's joining me all week. So you've been watching, following the healthcare debate, right?
Oh, certainly. Closely.
You may recall when President Obama said this last June at a meeting of the American Medical Association.
McAllen, Texas is spending twice as much as El Paso County. Twice as much. Not because people in McAllen, Texas are sicker than they are in El Paso. Not because they're getting better care or getting better outcomes. It's simply because they're using more treatments.
Using more treatments in McAllen, Texas, okay? Which got some folks over at the New York Times thinking. If they're spending more money on health care in McAllen, Texas, what else are they spending on as we get involved in this debate on health care reform?
Well, that's an interesting question.
Well, the interesting question. You're not going to be terribly surprised by the answer. A hospital in McAllen, Texas, it turns out, is one of the largest sources of campaign contributions to Senate Democrats. Well over $1 million. Not an ordinary hospital. One of the most expensive places for health care in the country. National correspondent for the New York Times, Kevin Sack, broke the story. He joins us now from Atlanta. Isn't it interesting that this hospital is also a huge health care or a huge campaign contributor? Kevin?
It's very interesting, John, and thanks for having me on
Sure.
this morning. Let me start off at the top with a slight correction. They raised about $500,000 for the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. The $1 million, and it's actually about $800,000 or more, we calculated, was raised 2 years ago in September 2007 for that committee's congressional counterpart, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee.
All right, so Kevin Sack, as much as you're able to determine, what is at stake here? They are stakeholders, but what outcome do they want, do you think? Killing this whole thing entirely?
Well, they've obviously got a whole lot of different types of interests in health reform, as any hospital would. But this hospital has a particular narrow interest because it's one of about 230 physician-owned hospitals in the country. About 82% of total investment in the hospital is from doctors, many of whom obviously work at the hospital as well. And what they're trying to do is soften language in the health reform bill that would restrict the ability of new physician-owned hospitals to be created, and more importantly, for their purposes, would restrict the ability of existing physician-owned hospitals to grow.
All right, well, quickly, everything that they're doing is legal, right?
Correct, as far as we know.
All right, so let's just clear that up. And then is there any sense that the track record on healthcare of this hospital is an example worthy of replicating elsewhere in the United States?
Well, it's a good hospital, as far as I can tell. It's brand spanking new. It's about 6 years old as a hospital. It's had incredibly rapid growth. It's grown from about 30 beds to over 500 beds in 6 years. It's in a very rapidly growing part of the country and a very underserved part of the country. And they have brought many services to that area that had not existed before, high-tech imaging and robotic surgery and things like that.
Well, they have enough cash on hand to be contributors to the tune of $500,000 to the Senate Democratic Campaign Committee. Kevin Sack, just a piece of the story in the healthcare debate. Great story broken in the New York Times. He's the national correspondent for the New York Times speaking to us from Atlanta. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks for having me.
Amy?
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.